It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is your favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show, which is sponsored by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com. Get a great deal on an iPhone 16 Pro.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
You know, it really hit me yesterday that I disappoint a lot of people on these airwaves.
You do.
The question is, who is number one?
Yes.
On that list.
Who do you disappoint the most?
The most on a daily basis on this radio show. Number five is David Field.
Wow.
Spike and I, the CEO of Odyssey. Yes.
Yeah.
Spike and I the other day, we're out in the lunchroom.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, you know, David comes over, sometimes talks, you know, sports with us.
Which is cool. CEOs don't usually do that.
Yep. So it's always cool. And he's like, you want to know what I was doing at 1 a.m. on Saturday morning? I was like, what? And he's like, I was watching the Flyers. And I was like, didn't see it. And then later in the conversation, he's like, who do you think is going to win the title the next? And I was like, I don't know, maybe the Sixers. Like, I think the Sixers are in a pretty good spot. And he's like, I think it's going to be the Flyers. And I said, I don't really know. I'm excited about our guy Jet Luchansky or whatever his name is.
Luchenko.
And Michkov. And the look of just sheer disappointment of, how'd you get a job here?
Yeah. Am I signing your checks?
Yeah. Well, it was a true disappointment in his eyes.
I give David credit because he is he loves hockey and he loves the Flyers.
Mm-hmm.
And they just haven't been that relevant over the last, you know, decade
sure.
or so, certainly
yeah.
since they purchased the team. And him coming over and saying that, I was not surprised at all that he was up at 1 a.m. watching the Flyers.
No.
But you gotta at least fake it, Jack. You gotta fake it in those situations.
If he asks you something and then you don't have an answer, like,
and then it looks even worse.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've realized. Not great at lying.
Yeah, no, you're not good at lying either.
Just
yeah.
relentlessly myself.
Yep.
The fourth people that I disappoint the most on this show on a daily basis is Jill and my parents.
I'm sure of that.
Yeah, this kind of goes without saying. They're like, really, the Brussels sprouts thing? You know? So I don't know what to tell you. I was blowing up the joint.
Yeah, you made the entire fourth floor of 2400 Market smell like your gas.
I've had that skill for a long time,
too. It is awful.
I was disappointed that you allowed me to walk in that studio.
He never stops anyone.
Yeah, put a hand up and tell him, nah, come out there.
Yeah, so full disclosure, this happened about two breaks ago, and you started coming in, I beat you to the spot, and I got out of there. I got out of there, didn't subject you to what's been going on.
I appreciate that.
I had beets for lunch today.
Beets?
Yeah, man.
What are you, 70?
They're good, man. They're a superfood.
Yeah, they also make your pee turn red.
Yeah, they make you think you gotta call your doctor.
Yeah, your other thing turn red, too.
Yeah.
The first time I ate a bag of beet chips, and, you know, I went the number two one.
Thank you.
And it looked like...
Blood. We get it.
Looked like it was,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
You think you gotta call your doctor? The third people.
By the way, just real quick,
uh-huh.
I think people who listen to the show think maybe we're kidding about you farting in the producer's chair. Oh. We're not kidding.
No, that's real.
Yeah, I worry for the equipment in there because it's such a small room and it's concentrated. I worry that the buttons in there are going to smell like you. Yeah.
Well, that doesn't happen. I can't. Really, I don't think that can happen. Anyway, the third person who I disappoint the most on a daily basis on the show, and I think if you listen to today's show in its entirety, you can tell this, but the third person is Spike.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you know, you look at me when we start talking music, and it just enrages you in a way that I didn't know was possible. I kind of see OG Wade's point.
Well, what I was gonna say is I think the way that you drive Eagles fans crazy, you do to me with music. You're so dismissive about things that you're wrong about.
Sure.
It drives me crazy.
And I think that's why people like listening to me and Howard. Because we both don't respect each other's opinion at all. So it's like oil and water.
Which band recorded the album Pet Sounds?
That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Animals is Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
Pet Sounds at Limp Bizkit?
No, it's Beach Boys. How about Appetite for Destruction?
Oh, that's Guns N' Roses.
Okay, all right, one for two.
Never
we'll go to
doubt.
The next one.
All Never right. a doubt. The second people that I disappoint the most on a daily basis on this show is the Westchester Area School District and Bloomsburg University.
Oh, because you're so bad at words.
Yeah, English language, not my best.
Yeah.
You know, some of the geography stuff, way off. They're probably sitting there, because a lot of my old teachers obviously listen to the show,
yep.
And they're probably like, what did he do?
Yeah. No, they knew you didn't pay attention in class.
No, I know. Yeah. I was talking about sports and thinking about, you know.
Yes, you're the jock that didn't pay attention in class.
Well, baseball is 305, yeah.
That LinkedIn request I got from the Bloomsburg coach, was that your coach?
Yeah, that's my head coach. Yeah.
Oh, okay, we're connected now.
Nice. He's probably going to ask you to come speak at a Bloomsburg baseball
event. That's fine, as long as he comes on the show and talks about your failures.
Well, he should also know I put Bloomsburg baseball on the map. And we've also discussed I'm the biggest bust in Bloomsburg baseball history.
Okay.
So it's all good.
Okay.
But the number one person that I disappoint the most on a daily basis, and I saw it really at the end of the show yesterday, is Ike. I said yesterday that BMF stood for blowing money fast. And the look of, oh, come on.
Come on, man.
Come on. And Ike's really speaking for a lot of other people out there with me.
The delegation.
The delegation.
Yeah.
You know, they love you.
Right.
They love you. You know what I mean?
I never saw Friday until this summer. I think it's always a sound of, really?
Oh, man.
Don't know who Kid and Play is.
Don't know that. Yeah.
Well, that's understandable, though, I guess.
Wow. Yeah, you disappoint a lot of people, Jack.
The elderly.
Yeah. Yeah. Why? Let me tell you. You actually, your apple slices for your guests really disappointed me the other day.
Oh, you thought it was like buff chick dip and
yeah, something. Yeah. No.
Eat before you
come. Even if it's store bought.
Yeah, eat before you come over. And don't wear no beer. Bring your own. And enjoy your apple slices.
Did you change your opinion on Halloween candy yet?
We're still monitoring the situation.
Jack doesn't want to give out Halloween candy. Mm-mm.
Contributing to the problem.
Yeah.
I'm going to hand out potatoes.
No, come on, man. Is Walker going out?
So I'm not sure. Like we got him a costume and everything, but he's just kind of learning how to walk, so I don't know if he's there yet. Again, he's a year and a half.
You got to bring him around and have all your neighbors see your cute kid in his costume.
Right, but we also have to hand out. It's a very busy house, very busy street, so we have to hand out candy.
So you just dress him up in his costume and let him help you guys hand out candy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Donovan Chespat, loud and wrong again.
Yes. I got a lot of messages about that.
Gladiator.
Yep.
Completely forgot. That's on me.
Yep. There was a black guy in Gladiator.
Well, and it's guy used to be married to, I forget who he used to be married to, a famous actress.
I don't know.
You wouldn't know if I knew her name.
Who is
it? It's the dude from Amistad. I can't pronounce his name.
Uh-oh. Well, it's better that you can't pronounce his name.
Hansu Digimon. Remember him.
Oh, yeah. I know his face, for sure. What's his name?
I can't think of his name.
Oh. I don't want to. Yeah, I can't. I'll screw that up.
So, yeah. Appreciate everybody that listened to the show to call me a moron for not realizing he was in the
Well, now, Gladiator. Can you see Gladiator 2?
Yeah, I guess I can't see it now.
Okay. This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second and a half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. We haven't heard from him in a while. Yoshi, you're on WIP. What's up, Yosh?
You ain't heard from me since Monday, man. It ain't been that
day. 3 days.
Well, it is Thursday.
Goddamn, baby, I called to tell my man happy birthday yesterday, but the lines were just lit. Did Jack show you the video I sent you?
No,
he did not.
Jack, you know what, man? What the heat's for?
Ike, sprinted out of here yesterday. What do you want me to do?
Oh, now you're blaming me?
You got his phone number, and y'all both got iPhones, so it would have showed up nice and clear. Hey, boy.
I'll send it to him now.
Man, you don't send him the one where saying it had no sound, because the first one had no sound.
Right.
I was all stupid with that one. But so I had to do another one. So I I wish you happy birthday three times because I sent him two videos and I texted to him. And this boy ain't tell you nothing. I didn't even want to talk about man yesterday for real. I wanted to get up there and tell you, man, from day one, you welcomed me with open arms. You was the one who said that call was fire. Call back again. And every time we see each other, we chop it up like we old school homies.
Yes, sir.
I love you, boy. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you, Yoshi.
Jack, man, boy, I swear, I love him, though. I swear, boy, he just like one of my children. Now that I said all that, you know what? You getting on my tag on nerves, boy. Ever since you turned 50, you can't remember nothing. You get me, I be sitting up here texting Jack. Like, soon as you say it wrong, I text it. He was daggone Russell Crowe, best homie in the daggone Gladiator slave camp. Oh, Juba. Digimon Hansu. Like, come
that's
on.
That's his name. Digimon Hansu. Okay.
Come on, man. What's that? The only brother in the movie. If it's one brother you got, it won't even no black extras in the movie.
You're right. You're right.
Come on, man.
You're right. And he was married to Kamora Lee Simmons. That's who it was.
I text Jack that as soon as you got it wrong. I can't remember the actor's name. I'm like,
I know she was somebody famous.
Oh, yeah, I know her.
I said, dear God, please let me keep all my memory with the name when I turn 50 next year. Well, I'm about to bring you some daggone shark meat. What's the name? Like, good gracious, bro. I love you, though. You my horse if you don't never win a race.
Bro. Oh, man.
Spike, man, you getting on my nerves. Every time you talk like that daggone worm, I go in the house talking like that worm. My I roll over when I'm feeling frisky. I'm like, can I get some tonight? Yeah.
Tell everyone.
I'm sure that gets her going, yeah.
The Eagles have won three of their five games. That's 60%.
When I make her laugh, I usually get some. So I'm like, that's funny to me. Sunday at 1:00, it is not a must win. They better win. But we already lost two games in the NFC. Don't lose a third one and then in the division. And then right now, what's name? It's the team that's the bottom feeder of the division, and they play you tough. It's a scary game because Jalen, I said it, what's name on Monday, New York is his kryptonite. He don't be having good games against them. If he come out and have a good game against them and a convincing win, I'm going to feel good because he has not played good against this team since he has been on, starting for this team. So, that's a scary game. And I wouldn't force feed Saquon on Sunday, but I believe Saquon, man, if you make him very, very relevant in this game, he will be the X factor. Because usually what's named, he didn't lead the team. This team gave up on him. And usually when a team give up on you and you get a chance to see them again, that's when you go ham on them. So, it's a scary game. I feel like we're going to win. I know I'm going to be on the edge of my chair, all messed up about it, but I feel good about it, what's named. And that daggone Kim Kardashian, man, I had to sneak it in real quick. Thank you,
boy.
I started thinking about everything. You know what I'm talking
all
about?
All right. Yeah. Do you have a face of the 2000s before we do have to hang up on you?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Look, what's the name? Like, this man, I believe he was like one of the faces of the 2000s, and he was also the face of his sport. Floyd Money Mayweather, baby. Love y'all cats. Talk to you later, brothers.
Money Mayweather.
I mean, he was the face
of
boxing.
Yes, sir. Face of boxing.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Slick Rick.
Money Mayweather. Money May.
Slick Rick in West Philly. Slick Rick, you're on WIP. No.
Ruler.
Slick Rick?
Yep, he said the ruler. Slick Rick the ruler?
Yeah.
All right. While we're waiting for Slick Rick to get his act together, I have bad injury news for you, Ike.
Uh-oh.
So the Eagles put out their injury report for today.
Mm-hmm.
The you know, four good full participants: Sydney Brown, Jalix Hunt, Anaya Smith. All, you know. Then there's three limited participants: Oren Burks, Milton Williams, Byron Young. And here are the did not practices. Most of them we knew. Jordan Mailata did not practice. Okay. Dallas Goedert did not practice. Okay. Eli Ricks did not practice. Okay. Darius Slay back to did not practice, even though he's a limited participant yesterday. Jalen Carter, shoulder, did not practice. Jalen Carter, missing Jalen Carter on Sunday would not be great.
Would not be great.
Yeah.
And Darius Slay, for that matter.
Yeah.
Well, Slay you can kind of live with that because of Quinyon, but...
Well, Quinyon can only cover one guy.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like they have more guys there. Who's playing without Jalen Carter? I mean, that's
I agree.
More Jordan Davis, I guess. Trevor Booker.
Yeah, I don't know if that's good. Yeah, I don't think you're going to get... Now, you may get more Milton Williams.
Yeah. Well, but Milton Williams, was he was on the list, too. No, he was the limited participant, yeah. So who knows.
I'm assuming they're giving him a day off, and they may go tomorrow to see how they feel.
Yeah. Especially for Slay.
I think Slay could easily be a game-time decision.
Yeah.
But Jalen... Did he get hurt in the game last week? Did he come out?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Is this because they put on pads again? You know, they're never going to put on pads during the week ever again.
Lombardi mentioned that. I didn't notice that.
Yeah, I didn't either. Yeah. That's a good thing, though, that they did have on pads. And yeah. Elliot told me they had on pads last week, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I guess Nick is, you know, they want to tackle better. They want to block better. Got to put the pads on.
Slick Rick, West Philly. Slick Rick, you're on WIP.
Fellas.
Slick Rick.
Hi, everybody, today, man. First of all, I'm going to stay on topic, man. On paper, this is an awesome team, man. It's an awesome team. However, the collaboration of the head coach that is currently in place and the assistant coaches that he was assigned is just not working. It's just not working, unfortunately. Like, the offense is not clicking, and the defense is a work in progress.
Well,
so this week, go ahead.
Well, why do you think, offensively, why do you think it's the coaches and not the players?
Why do I think what now?
Why do you think it's the coaches and not the players?
Because the same head coach has been in place, and except for 1 year of success, it hasn't been any consistency at all. And it's honestly regressing. It's not a progressive motion. It's either stagnant or it's a regression. So it's honestly time for a change at the top, and then there will be different results.
Are we sure about that?
All right, here we go. You played.
Yeah.
And I loved you as a player. That's real talk. We talked about that in the past. You were a hell of a player.
Thank you for your service.
I appreciate that, yeah.
Sometimes you hear a voice, and then it's motivating. And then after a while, you got to tune it out.
Oh, wow, we're losing Slick Rick into the Matrix.
Is that the worm?
Yeah. Was it the worm? I really respected how you played the game.
Yeah.
Why don't we do this now before we get a bit? Rose in Doylestown, you're on WIP.
Hello, Ike, Spike, and Jack.
Hi, Rose.
Hey, Rose.
Hey. Well, earlier on the show, you guys were talking about Brad Pitt.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Overrated.
Not overrated. Underrated.
Okay. All right. So, Spike, I have a question for you. If you're as big a Brad Pitt fan as you say...
Well, we're not going to do Brad Pitt trivia,
sure
are we?
Sure we
yes,
are.
Yes, we are. He's so great.
You got to know this. Okay. If you're really a fan, his breakout role was a character named J.D. Not Jay-Z, J.D., and what movie was that in?
Well, the movie he got famous with was Thelma and Louise.
Yeah.
All right. Yep.
That's
it.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, that's his breakout role.
All right. Thank you.
You're a true fan.
All right.
Yeah. Even I knew that one.
Yes.
He stole Louise's money, man. Come on, man.
Yeah. Wow. Look at that.
Yeah. That's oh, yeah. Right. I've seen Thelma and Louise a couple times.
He's also in True Romance, too. It's a great role. He plays a burnout named Floyd.
That's a good comes movie. Back to that.
That's a great movie. You guys still haven't watched it. It's really disappointing. Rose, what do you think Brad Pitt's best role is?
I think Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
He
or
was
J.D. His breakout or that one?
Yeah, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was a good one.
What about Seven?
Seven's a great role,
no,
too.
Oh, too creepy.
Huh?
Ah. Is he going to be your vote for face of the 2000s?
Him or maybe Tom Cruise, right? That was the first Mission Impossible movie he was in, 2000, I think.
Yeah, well, I mean,
Cruise was still big in the 2000s.
You got to give Cruise credit. He has stayed, I mean, he's a lunatic, of course, but he has stayed.
Scientology.
Thank you for the call, Rose. Appreciate it.
Oh,
and
sure.
I got your trivia question right. There you go. He has stayed a giant star in giant movies. I mean, the Top Gun movie was the biggest movie of the year. Was it 2 years ago, last year, whenever it was?
Yeah.
Pretty
Maverick.
Impressive.
Yeah. Love Maverick.
Yeah, pretty impressive.
More 90s than 2000s, huh?
He's been both. You know, he had The Firm and he had Rain Man and that stuff was the 90s, but
Jerry Maguire.
Yeah, I bet his 2000s are pretty impressive too. Magnolia was 2000s, which is I'm sure you haven't seen it.
Yeah. Few Good Men was 90s.
Few Good Men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Pretty good.
Nailed it. What do we do next?
Yeah, what are we going to do here?
Well, I'm just, you know, I guess we have some decent enough news about a Sixers injury next.
And the Buzz Wilson Fantasy
Wilson Fantasy Report.
We
That's right.
News.
Yes, Buzz Wilson Fantasy Report on the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League is next. We'll also finish up with you about whether Sunday's a must-win. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
When I watch the Eagles at home, I get my Miller Lite from my local Acme. So this season, when you go to your local Acme for your game day Miller Lite, register for a chance to win WIP's Ultimate Home Gating Giveaway, presented by, of course, Miller Lite, including a Weber grill, a 50-inch LG TV, a $750 Acme gift card, a Miller Lite cooler, and Birds legend Brent Celek and myself watching an Eagles game at your house. For info and participating Acme markets, go to 94WIP.com. It's Miller time, Eagles fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. Stay away from the ghouls. Ghost your ride with a deal on a new car that won't come back to haunt you. Online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details.